This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Mark Bergen. The Missouri House has passed legislation that would bring the state's workplace discrimination standard in line with the federal one. Marshall Griffin has details.
Under the bill, discrimination would have to be a motivating factor in wrongful actions taken against employees instead of a contributing factor as it is now under Missouri law. It was sponsored by Republican Kevin Elmer of Christian County.
We're bringing it into accordance by alleviating employers from being trapped in litigation for months and months and years on end. We still will punish the wrongdoer.
Democrats argued that Missouri's standard for discrimination should not be lowered. Governor Jay Nixon vetoed a similar bill last year. This year's House version now goes to the Missouri Senate. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The Missouri House approved a bill today that would allow rural schools to opt out of prevailing wage requirements for public construction projects. State Representative Casey Guernsey says many schools are having a hard time dealing with budgets for construction.
The majority of my districts, in fact, I would say all of them, have been unable to make necessary improvements to their structures, build new structures, even make maintenance. Daily maintenance has become a significant issue with this prevailing wage because it just drives the cost up so high.
The bill now moves to the Senate. Guernsey says he is optimistic that the Senate will also pass the bill. The recent snowstorm has left thousands throughout the state needing assistance with their heating bills. The Missouri Association for Community Action runs a government-funded institution called the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program, which helps people pay their utilities. The program has seen budget cuts in recent years, but Executive Director Elaine West says the recent weather has increased demand for services even more.
Funds are limited. And right now, many of the agencies are out of money.
West says people are now being put on waiting lists for more assistance and will continue to be on the waiting lists until new government funding is released. However, they will not have their utilities disconnected right away due to the Missouri cold weather rule because temperatures are below freezing. Missouri senators have passed legislation scaling back tax breaks for developers and offering new incentives for high-tech businesses and world trade. The Senate's 27-7 vote earlier today sends the bill to the House, where it already faces some opposition. House Speaker Tim Jones has said senators overreached by significantly lowering the amount of tax credits available for the construction of low-income housing and the renovation of historic buildings. But Jones likes provisions in the Senate bill that will create new tax credits for air cargo exports, computer data centers, and investors in high-tech startup businesses. Boone County Electric Cooperative reports that there are currently 39 active outages affecting 122 members in mid-Missouri. The number of people without power is down after thousands experienced outages during Tuesday's snowstorm. For KBIA News, I'm Mark Bergen.